Matthew West on WJTL with What If. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7:19 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Weather-wise, today looking mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m., high of 46. Tonight, seeing foggy skies, chance of rain, low of 38. And your winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 49. Right now, we're seeing clear skies and 30 degrees.
And we have had the pleasure this morning of hanging out with our friend Cordy Pennypacker. She is the CEO of Bible to School. Cordy, good morning once again.
Good morning.
For those who weren't tuned in the first time, can you tell us a little bit about what Bible to School is?
Bible to School is a public school ministry that teaches the Bible to public school children, not before school, not after school, but during school. And we actually equip others around the state and around the country to do this in their communities. So it's very, very cool. Kids love it. What makes it legal, though, because everybody's asking, ding, 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 how is that legal, is that you have to be off-site, off-campus, have parental permission, and no tax dollars can be used. So that is a federal release time court rulings that happen that are upheld by the Supreme Court.
That is so cool. I remember you saying you're in four different states, but that's not necessarily near Pennsylvania. What are the four states that you're in?
Yes, Pennsylvania, Idaho, Texas, and North Carolina.
That is incredible.
So far.
You're growing at a rapid rate, but you've seen the impact growing as well. Tell us a little bit about the impact that Bible to School has had on some of these kids.
Well, we had a little boy who, and most of our kids are not church, so it's like 52% that don't go to church. But this little boy, he was, we say they're energetic, and that's code for they kind of have like behavioral stuff going on. And he was very energetic, and the mother wrote us an email and said, "Hey, I see behavior changes in my son since going to Bible to School. But the biggest one is I was having a bad day the other day. He ran and got his Bible and looked up encouraging verses for me, and we talked to me about it, and we read them together." And she said it was just incredible. I mean, little boy doing that for his mom, I just warmed my heart. So it was very, very cool. But we just see this year, especially this fall, we have seen more kids come to Christ than we ever have seen. And I know people, you know, it's pretty, you know, with the Charlie Kirk assassination and tragedy and things going on in the world, we just know that, you know, light shines in the darkness. So the darker it gets, the lighter, and people want to go toward the light. Yeah. So parents are signing their kids up. And so, as you know, we need volunteers.
Yeah, for sure. So first, how old are the kids that are in Bible to School? Who do you serve?
Yeah, they're in elementary school. They're second through fifth grade. We're real excited that we're actually going to be starting sixth grade possibly next year.
Cool.
So we're expanding the grade. But these kids, most people come to know Christ between the ages of 4 and 14. And that's elementary school. So we really hit in the prime time, the kids are forming their morals and values actually in their brain.
Wow.
So, you want big impact? Come join us.
And you're seeing the impact back on you. These kids are affecting even the volunteers that are coming out and teaching, yourself included. Now, you have a need for volunteers because you're growing so large. How does that work? Is there registration for children? Can you tell us a little bit about the process of getting involved in Bible to School?
Sure. With becoming a volunteer, you can just contact us and we can talk to you and set up a time for you to come. Just come test drive. It's 2 hours once a week. Guaranteed, you will love it. And then for the children, you can get online and register your child. Look to see if you have a program in your area. If you do not, we'd love to talk to you about exploring getting one in your area because it's so impactful. And it reaches your kids' friends. Like even if your kids are really steeped in the Bible, they get more reinforcement, never hurts, but also they get to invite their friends. Their friends might not come to church with you, but they would come to Bible to School with their friends.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Now, that's one way to get the word out. Another way is stuff like this. And I actually saw you on Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
What's that about? Tell us about that experience.
It was an incredible blessing, absolutely, to be on Focus on the Family. But we are partnering with Focus on the Family. I am and writing a book for public school parents to help them learn how to help their kids live their faith in public school. The book's coming out in September. One of the questions I've written for the New York, for newspaper, and I was asked the question by a reader, how do I protect my child from harmful cultural elements in the public school system, which is really fair. But I took the book and said, like, it's not actually how do you prepare protect them. It's flip the paradigm and say, how do you prepare them? Mm. And especially in the unique space of the public school, you'd be surprised at how much religious freedom they have, how much religious freedom you have as a parent to help your kids live for Jesus in public school confidently.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations on the book. You said it's coming out in September. Do you know where it'll be available for folks who are interested?
Anywhere books are sold.
Wow.
But I'm new at this, so I appreciate you having me on here.
Oh,
so
my
we
goodness.
Can. And the more people we hear that hear about the book and hear about what we do, that's what they start Bible to School. So I'm looking to get on more shows
that's
like
awesome.
This.
Absolutely. Spread the word and get more information at BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number two, school.com. Corey, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Always a pleasure, Liam.
It is always a pleasure. We're going back to the music with Danny Gokey. Here's the comeback, FM 90.3, WJTL.